This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Triangle-based musician Jasmine Kelly has always been a songwriter at heart. Growing up, she sang in gospel choirs but had an urge to go out on her own as a musician. Eventually picked up the guitar and began recording her own songs. Back in the early 2000s, Jasmine released her first album. Since then, she's been a music teacher and performed with other bands, but also at that point put her solo career on hold. She is now returning that focus, and her new album is called Lady Jasmine. And she joins the showcase now to show off some of her songs from the new album. Jasmine Kelly performs on stage here with Delaney McQuaig, who is on the bass today, and James Yorce on the keys. Cedric Barrett Sertoma is playing the drums today, and Letitia Lumpkins. I got every one of your names wrong. I'm going to do them again. Let's do a take two. Jasmine Kelly is here with Delaney McQuaig on the bass, James Yorce on the keys, Barrett Sertoma on the drums, and Letitia Lumpkins on backup vocals. Let's hear it for all of them. We'll fix that in post. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
What have you? So you got a new. You got the album. You
I
put
got
it together.
The album.
Yeah. Tell
yes.
us about the new album.
Lady Jasmine. So, actually, this name was given to me by Brett Chambers. He runs an open mic. I've been playing with him for years. Some of the guys here playing with me played for Brett's open mic as well. A very great, awesome community of musicians I grew up with in Durham. And I used to be called the Duchess of Durham because I did a lot of the first things. I first opened at the DPAC with B.B. King, with Mel Melton. I was the first person to ever play at the Open Eye Cafe. I was the first person to ever play at Bean and Barrel. So they were like, if it happened in Durham, I was doing it. So they used to call me the Duchess of Durham. And then one night I walked into the club and Brett just said, Lady Jasmine. I said, that is what you call a duchess, is it? You call them lady. And that's how we ran with it.
You sang in the choir growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so how much of that that music informs your music today?
I love gospel music, choir music. It's great because the one thing about it is I think the most important thing is that I try to make songs that are musical.
Yeah.
That evoke an emotion, but that are also easy to sing, which is really, I mean, the repetition, the hand clapping, and just the spiritual release, you know, whether it's an actual spiritual song or not, every song should move your spirit.
I think you're right, and we could use some of that right now. Would
Word.
You do a song for us?
Oh, yeah. Right. This is going to get some spirits moving. Damners, 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 damners. I've tried to hold my tongue, and I have turned the other cheek. I have learned to walk away every time you speak. My face, see a long, cold, lost stare.
Jasmine Kelly. That is tonic for my damn nerves. I'm going to just tell you right now, her new album is called Lady Jasmine, performing today with Jasmine Kelly, who is on the guitar and vocals, is Delaney McQuaig on bass, James Yurce on the keys, Barrett Sertoma on the drums, Letitia Lumpkins and backup vocals, and the new album is out. When did you pick up the guitar and start playing that? What inspired you?
Well, since I'd always been a singer, actually, flute was my first instrument, line instrument. So started playing flute when I was 8.
Hard to sing with that, isn't it?
Yeah, can't sing with flute. So, you know, once you know music, it's about learning the instrument. And I was 18, 17, 18. I'd go to camp and we'd sit around and people would be playing guitar. And I'm like, hey, I want to play guitar. Hey, can you play this for me? And people couldn't do it. And I was like, well, dang, I can sing. And I think I might be as smart as you, so it can't be that hard. So I just picked up the guitar, got a book.
Does that influence the instrument you play? I wonder if that influences the way you write music or the kind of music you write, yeah?
It does. It definitely. Even when I do cover songs, I was trying to make it a guitar arrangement. But you really just have to, because it's a physical thing, too. There's the kinesthetics things involved. Right. So it's not only that you have to be able to play the guitar, but you have to be able to sing and play the guitar at the same time, which is an entirely different skill.
Yeah.
Than just playing guitar or just singing.
No, you got a right hand going doing one thing and a left hand doing something else and something in your chest, which is actually required for breathing. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on there. Would you do it again?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, would you play another song for us?
Oh, that too.
That too, yeah.
No problem. Have got the best of me. Right now it's hard for me to see the sun through the clouds, so I watch and wait, sit and contemplate how to navigate my way through the crowd. Cause I've been really searching, and I've been really hurting, and I've been really learning what life's all about. But I still have faith somehow, some way. One day I'm gonna have to figure it out. Cause I've come too far to turn back now. Overstimulated, mentally dehydrated. My ego's been deflated, pride left me long ago. I guess humility is part of humanity, but the instability is taking its toll. And after all of this, and after all the risks, I'm still wondering what's at the end of the road. I'm guided by an instinct that's directly linked to that something that moves my soul. And I've come too far to turn back. I've come too far to turn back. Come on with me. Come on with me. Walk in my shoes. Turn back now. I've come too far to 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 turn back now. Turn back now.
I've come too far, Jasmine Kelly. The new album is called Lady Jasmine. Performing today with Jasmine Kelly on guitar and vocals is Delaney McQuaid on the bass, James Uris on the keys, Barrett Sertoma on the drums, and Letitia Lumpkins on backup vocals. You're currently studying sustainable technologies, right?
Yes.
It's Central Carolina Community College in Pittsburgh. Tell us about that, how you got interested in that.
I mean, I'm a guitar player. I'm a package.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and, you know, when you're an independent person, you look for independence in other ways. So I feel like musicians are always definitely looking for second careers or careers that are actually what we call music-friendly careers. And who doesn't need power? I mean, you know, who doesn't need power? And so as far as even just, you know, independence, it's just another form, it's just another expression of my independence. And it's also like that left brain, right brain thing where... I can use, it's called arts and sciences for a reason. So I can use the artistic part of me because you have to design things. You have to use the science part, of course. But also, I mean, if it's the sun. Who doesn't like sun? The sun is the number one source of energy in the whole world. I mean, it just made sense to me.
It makes perfect sense. Yeah, you know, and the idea that this is associated with freedom, if we could get that, you know, sort of branded all across the political spectrum.
I think we just did.
I think we just did it. What about coming out? This album's a long time coming, and you've come back to your solo career. Had you missed it for a long time, or did you find yourself, I mean, would you wake up one day saying, hey, wait a minute, what happened to solo?
Well, in between things in life, I ended up at Papa Mojo's Roadhouse. So again, everything I do is musical in whatever form it is. So I sang every Sunday for brunch there every Sunday for 3 years. And so I would practice songs and do songs. So I always knew I would get back to it eventually. I was just doing grown-up things that were not fun, that had to be done.
Welcome to the fun world. Hey, your dad, you talked about your father being a connoisseur of the arts, but not quite a musician. In fact, an engineer, right? What role did he play, do you think, in your musical upbringing?
He listened.
Yeah.
He got me a guitar. But you guys, there's my mom over there too, right?
Yeah.
And she sang along. She comes to the shows. But mom, dad just gave me a guitar one day. He was like, just go do something.
Go do something.
He brought me, came home when I played the flute. He was just like, here's the flute.
I'm going to look at your mom when I ask you this now. How did she feel about you, you know, pursuing music as a career?
She was great when she saw my first check. Or when she started getting backstage passes.
Yeah. There you go. You get a check. You can make a living doing this. And a good one at that. Well, I'm going to leave you time to play us out. But first, I want to thank you, Jasmine Kelly. The new album is called Lady Jasmine, performed today with Delaney McQuaig on the bass, James Uris on the keys, Barrett Sertoma on the drums, and Letitia Lumpkins on backup vocals. I'm going to tell everybody, well, first of all, thank you for being here. But don't start playing yet because I got to say a few more things. First of all, I want to thank everybody in our audience for being here today. Also, if you have a favorite show from the past year, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to actually record listeners talking about their favorite show of the past year, and we're going to create a whole new program out of that. It's actually a cheesy clip show, but it will have your wonderful voices, and that takes the cheesiness out of it. So please tell us your favorite from the past year. Send us an email at sot@wnc.org or tweet us at #SOTMoments. We're putting that together. State of Things produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton, Orman, Katie Barron, Laura Pelliser, and Robin Copley is our technical director, along with Al Wadarski today, Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Jasmine Kelly.
So this is the lead single from the CD, and I actually did put a video out today. So you can go to jasminekelly.com and see the video of the song.
Lady Everybody back up off of me, it's been